Take me to the station and put me on the train. I got no expectation to pass this way. Thank you very much. I have been informed that we have time for one more. And before we do, I just like to say that Joan Hartford means more to all these guys on this stage here than anything. I mean, he really changed our whole outlook on how to play music and why to play acoustic music. And I can't even begin to express how much the man means to us. And Keith and I spent a good 3-4 years doing nothing but stalking John Hartford. We'd see him. We'd see the Aeroplane Band reunion in Troy, New York. We'd see Retrograss with David Grisman in Delaware. Yeah, we saw it. We followed him around. I'm sure we creeped him out quite a bit, but we wouldn't trade those years for anything. And I'm originally from West Virginia, and one time, this is after John started getting really sick, and he'd spend most of his time sitting down and playing, but for some reason, at this giant show in Fayetteville, West Virginia, he was up standing again and just rocking it out, and it was like a rock show. I talked to Chris Sharp, his guitar player, afterwards, and he's like, "We haven't done a show like that in a long time." He was like, "It was really strange, you know, just have a little string band up there and a full-on rock show, lighters and everything." And there was one song that he did on that night. That was the only time I'd ever heard him do that song, and I've never heard it on any album or any bootlegs I've ever heard, but I've always loved the song, and I learned it right there and then at that show. It's called "I Call You Vinegar."